as ordained by destiny, nor altar fires, nor lustral rain, poured forth, nor teardrops shed in vain. The wrath relentless can appease of violated sanctities, but we, unhonored, weak of frame, excluded from that proud array, tarry at home, and age-oppressed on staves our childlike strength we lean, in tender years and age, the same. Life's current feebly sways the beast, his station Ares holds no more, decrepit eld with leafage hoar, no stronger than a child for war, treadeth his triple-footed way, like dream in daylight seem. Enter Clytemnestra, followed by a female train. The chorus sings the following ode as it advances to take up its usual position round the altar of Zeus, adorned with a statue of the god. But Clytemnestra, thou, Tyndareus' daughter, Argos' queen, what hath befallen? What hast heard? Confiding in what tidings now sendest thou round the altar kindling word, of all the gods who guard the state, supernal or of realms below, heaven or in the mart who wait, with gifts the altars glow. Now here, now yonder, doth a torch arise, streaming aloft to reach the skies, charmed with pure Anugent's soothing spell, guileless and suasive from the royal cell. What here 'tis lawful to declare, what may be told proclaim, be healer of this care, which now a lowering form doth wear, till fawning hope from out the flame of sacrifice, with gentle smile doth sateless grief's soul-gnawing pang beguile. While Clytemnestra offers a sacrifice, the following ode is sung by the chorus from the altar of Zeus. Strophe. The wayside omen mine it is to sing, the leader's prosperous might foreshadowing, for still my age, unquenched its natal power, doth suasive song inspire a heaven-sent dower. How the rapacious bird, the feathered king, sends forth against the Teucrid land, with spear and with avenging hand, Achaia's double-throned might, accordant chiefs of Hellas' martial flower, toward spear-poising hand, the palace near, on lofty station, manifest to sight. The bird kings to the navy kings appear, one black and one with hinder plumage white, a hare with embryo young in evil hour, immersed of future courses they devour. Chant the dirge, uplift the wail, but may the right prevail. Antistrophe. Then the sagacious army seer, aware how diverse-minded the Atridan kings, in the hare renders see the martial pair, and thus the augury expounding sings. Priam's stronghold in time this martial raid captures, but first the city's store, the people's wealth shall fate destroy. Now from no god may jealous ire o'ercloud the mighty curb forged against Troy, marshaled for battle, for the holy maid is angered at the house, since of her sire the winged hounds the wretched trembler tear, mother and young unborn, her special care. Therefore doth she the eagle's meal abhor, chant the dirge, uplift the wail, but may the right prevail.
Epode. For she, the beauteous goddess, loves the tender whelps, new-dropped of creatures rude, sparing the utter-loving brood of every beast through field or wood that roves. Hence with Apollo pleads the seer that he from these events fair omens will fulfill, judging the wayside augury, partly auspicious, partly fraught with ill. O God of healing, thee I supplicate, let not the huntress on the Danai bring dire ship-detaining blasts in adverse skies, preluding other sacrifice, lawless, unfestive, natal spring of feudful jar and mortal hate, by husband fear unawed, for child avenging wrath with fear and fraud, dread palace warden doth untiring wait. Such woes with high successes blent, by fate on the twain royal houses sent, did Calchas from the wayside auguries bodeful proclaim, then consonant with these, chant the dirge, uplift the wail, but may the right prevail. Strophe 1. Zeus, whoe'er he be, this name if it pleaseth him to claim, this to him will I address, weighing all, no power I know save only Zeus, if I aside withdraw in sooth as vain this burthen of distress. Antistrophe 1. Nor doth he so great of yore with all-defying boldness rife, longer avail, his reign is o'er, the next,